Here's the sound nobody wants to hear for real in a school. That was during a training drill, but if against all odds it happens for real and you're a police officer, it isn't the ideal time for on-the-job training. That fear is what attracts some police departments to a course being offered by the state police on dealing with what's called an active shooter, says Sergeant Robert Terhune, the chief instructor and a member of the state police SWAT team.
In an active shooter situation, officers need to respond as quickly as they can, locate the threat, and neutralize that threat.
An active shooter means there can't be any delay. If somebody takes a hostage and things are relatively calm, then there's time to call a SWAT team. But Terhune says police aren't normally trained to deal with active shooters.
We've never really had to deal with this type of room clearing exercises, shooting on the move, working together as a team. All of these things become critical in being able to successfully resolve an active shooter situation.
And that's what Terhune is teaching officers during Saturday's course at Newfound Regional School in Bristol. Terhune directs the action from the hallway. Nearby is Bristol Police Chief Michael Lewis, who says his department planned to take the active shooter course, sometime in 2013. But one day in December changed that.
Once Connecticut happened, we reached out to the New Hampshire State Police SWAT team and put it on the front page of things that we needed to complete for 2013.
Friday, 10 Bristol police officers spent the day in the classroom. Saturday's the day for a series of active shooter exercises. What they're learning is how to work in a team to search a building when somebody's waiting to ambush you. It's a daunting blend of beat the clock, shooting skill, and a chess game without rules. Four Bristol police officers wait to run through another exercise. They're standing outside the school's main office where a sign reads, "Kindness Matters." They're all carrying handguns or rifles that fire, pretty accurately, small plastic pellets. Terhune is briefing them.
Hey, 10 minutes ago, an individual came into the school armed with a handgun. Teachers confronted him. He got into a physical confrontation with them, knocked a couple of teachers to the ground, and then fled into down one of the hallways in the school. He heard several gunshots just as you were pulling up, so he is down there somewhere in that hallway. You need to go and find him. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and begin.
Ready?
No.
Board.
Then they're off to search room after room. Somewhere ahead is one. Maybe two state troopers playing the role of active shooters. Meanwhile, up on the second floor in room 208, 18 students and a teacher are waiting to, once again, do their part. They've agreed to help out in exchange for nothing more than a pizza lunch and an unusual experience. Time after time, they play frantic students escaping an active shooter. One of them is Sarah Vassy.
It's kind of scary to know that that could be something that actually happens to our school, but it's good that it's fake and we're taking the precautions.
When the school's fire alarm goes off, the students stampede from the room and down the hall. They swarm around the Bristol police officers, making their search more difficult. Kristen Swass is one of the Bristol police officers taking the course.
Your heart's going 100 miles an hour. The world just becomes like a pinhole. Sensory overload, but you just kind of calm yourself down, make sure that person is stopped, that threat is stopped.
The officers are in a four-person team. Each faces a different direction looking for threats. At the end of a hall, a shooter appears. There's a second nasty surprise. A second active shooter, a young woman with a shotgun, attacks them from an adjacent classroom. But this group of Bristol officers has been training all day. She's shot. The first active shooter at the end of the hall is also whacked by plastic pellets. He's done, and that exercise is over. Troop F's Terhune says such training is even more important for smaller departments, such as those found in the North Country. That's because officers from three or four towns would rally to face a threat, and they have to know how to work together. They all need to be on the same tactical page, he says. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.